the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Priscilla Lynch joins us now, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. And Priscilla, you were at the latest HSC COVID briefing today, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there does seem to be a real air of positivity coming out of it nowadays. Can you tell us what happened today?
Well, I suppose a lot of it was good news today. We heard again about how the vaccination programme has ramped up dramatically in the last couple of weeks and how it's increasing. We heard last week there was just over 200,000 doses given. This week the target is 220,000 to 240,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines. And next week we will hit between 250,000 to 270,000 doses in 1 week administered across the country. So that's good news. And Paul Reid, the head of the HSC, said that as of yesterday evening, almost 1.7 million doses had been administered in total. So which is 32.6% of the adult population have gotten their first dose.
And do we know where we're at with the latest, the 27th version of the rollout plan? Have there been any details of that coming out of the briefing?
Not very much, because that version of the plan is still actually with the government awaiting its formalised sign-off, but the HSE said it's still just going through its supplies and administering vaccines as it happens, so that isn't delaying it at the moment. But we expect that early next week we should have confirmation on that. That is, of course, the plan has a focus on giving those aged over 50s who are starting next week. There's to be given 100,000 doses to over 50s next week. This version of the plan looks at giving them access to whatever vaccine happens to be available, as opposed to just keeping them on the AstraZeneca or the Johnson & Johnson vaccines, both of which are just limited to those who are over 50, though the Johnson & Johnson one can also be used in marginalised communities, which had actually started the rollout today, just a few shots given yesterday, but today was the official launch of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout in Ireland to homeless people in Dublin, and 700 doses are due to be administered by a special clinic there in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Has there been any update on whether or not community pharmacies are going to be allowed to give people the jab?
Yeah, I suppose this has been slow because pharmacists have said that they're chomping at the bit to be involved in the rollout of the vaccine. The problem was it was originally envisaged that they would be able to administer the kind of the vaccines that didn't have such logistical difficulties. These would be AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, which are easier to store at regular fridge temperatures. But there was age restrictions put on them, so that's kind of scuppered that plan for the time being. Paul Reid, again, though, emphasised that pharmacists will be a key part of the programme in the next phase, and that they're also involved at the moment in, obviously, hospital pharmacists in hospitals, and also that some pharmacists in the community are involved in the mass vaccination centres, so they are gearing up to be involved in that. If you look at what's happening in other countries as well, as they've kind of reached kind of the peak of demand in the mass vaccination centres, they've started allowing, say, walk-in appointments in the US, in pharmacies in particular. So I'd say later in the year we'd certainly see, you know, wider availability in walk-in appointments, and pharmacies are seen as kind of the ideal location for that. And particularly they would be interested in, say, the one-dose vaccine if their age restrictions on that are kind of lifted a bit further. The Johnson & Johnson one currently.
Okay. One of the many really sad features of the last 12 months or so has been dads outside maternity wards not able to get into the hospital to see their wife and their newborn baby straight away. I saw a photo only during the week of a dad outside waving in through a window. There's a photograph taken and it just struck me as so sad. But it does seem that those restrictions are now going to be eased.
That's correct. I suppose it was emphasised today that actually the advice has been in recent weeks, and it continues to be, that partners are able to attend the anomaly scan in maternity hospitals and maternity units, and that they should be there for the birth, and that they should be there obviously for visiting their own children, particularly those who are ill. But again, that was emphasised today, and Paul Reid and Dr. Colm Henry said he was actually going to be writing to all the maternity units to remind them of that the time is right now for restrictions to be lifted, because there has been complaining that the implementation of the restrictions lifting has been quite arbitrary, and that some hospitals are stricter than others, and that this has been quite a source of stress for expectant mothers and their partners right throughout the pandemic.
And what about the rollout of vaccinations or vaccines for pregnant women?
Yes, that was discussed as well today. So they have confirmed that they are going ahead with rolling out, offering the COVID-19 vaccine to pregnant women. And that will be rolled out in the existing vaccination centre. So they're just signing off the clinical pathway for that this week, and there should be further details of that launched next week. We do know that, I think even in Dublin already, that some of the maternity hospitals, they are lining up their patients, identifying them and kind of signalling that they will be sent to one of the vaccination centres for being offered the vaccine next week. It had been hoped, obviously, that GPs might be as well involved in the rollout of offering pregnant women the vaccine, but at the moment that just doesn't seem to be on the agenda. The GPs themselves are very busy finishing off the over 70s and also the cohort for the medically at-risk patients. And we heard today that actually over 200,000 doses have been given to cohort 4 people across the country so far of the COVID-19 vaccines. Some of these have been administered to hospitals, but the bulk of them have been given by GPs.
Brilliant. Great news all around. Let's talk about then what's happening over in the States, because we are hearing rumblings from the White House that there are potentially plans to scrap rules which block vaccines from being copied. And that would obviously make manufacturing an awful lot easier for other companies, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Joe Biden, the US president, made positive noises that, you know, that in the pandemic, that obviously the protection of intellectual property rights should come secondary to the protection of obviously the global population and trying to ease suffering from the pandemic. So this is a key move, and Europe as well has signaled its support for this to try and, that countries should be able to access the formulas for these vaccines and be able to produce them themselves, that the intellectual property rights wouldn't apply as normal in these particular circumstances. So, yeah, that would be a key move, and that has obviously been called for by the World Health Organization and other advocacy groups, particularly for third world countries, to increase access to COVID-19 vaccines, because we talk about Israel, the UK, the US and the EU and the rollout of vaccination programs there, but as we know, in lower income countries, the pace of vaccination rollout is far, far lower.
Okay, and finally, we are almost out of time, Priscilla, but I do want to ask you real quick about up north, 7 cases of a variant first seen in India have been detected up in Northern Ireland. I don't know, was that brought up at the briefing today? Are the HSE concerned about it down here?
No, we didn't hear really any about that at the briefing today. It did break earlier that the Health Department in Northern Ireland have confirmed that they have found 7 of those cases and that they've put in place a detailed health protection risk assessment along with contact tracing. And they pointed out that it's not entirely unexpected and plans are in place for such an eventuality. I suppose it is inevitable. We've seen how fast variants of concern can pop up in Ireland and in other countries, such as the Brazilian and the South African variants. Thankfully, the numbers still do remain quite low that have been reported here, but they have been in the rise in the UK, and it wouldn't be surprising to see those variants obviously coming over here. We do know that mandatory quarantine restrictions have been put in place for people travelling from India as well as other high-risk countries, but this is something that they are keeping an eye on, and that this could impact obviously our reopening of society, variants of concern. But the good news is so far that from the data that we have so far, that the vaccines that are currently available are actually showing some protection and good protection depending on the variant against these particular variants of concern, and that the pharmaceutical companies are working on booster shots to deal with the variants that have been identified as being concerning so to date.
Great stuff. Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. Thank you as always.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live on air from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.